Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Bridges. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Tommy Bridges. And now, play ball. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly strikes out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker takes first base on ball four. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath takes first base on ball four. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a line drive into center field. Mullen picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mullen. Keltner goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mack moves to second. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians won, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into center field. Weatherly picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Weatherly. Higgins moves to second. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hemsley for a passed ball. Higgins moves to third. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets strikes out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 1 in the game. Weatherly hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Mullen. Weatherly reaches second base with a double. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Bridges covering, for the out. Weatherly moves to third. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer strikes out. There goes Mullen. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller spins and fires to second, with Boudreau covering, and Mullen is picked off. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tebbets settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hemsley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 1 in the game. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe is called out on strikes. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreaux hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Weatherly reaches second base with a double. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Weatherly scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Walker moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Mullen. Heath reaches second base with a double. Walker scores. Trosky moves to third. It's 4-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Keltner is walked intentionally. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Trosky scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, Indians. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Higgins is called out on strikes. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-1 in the game. Tebbets hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ned Harris pinch hits for Tommy Bridges. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Floyd Jabel now pitching. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-2 in the game. Feller strikes out. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0-for-3 in the game. Boudreaux hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mullen. Boudreaux reaches second base with a double. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Weatherly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boudreaux scores. It's 6-0, Indians. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Weatherly moves to second. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Trosky hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Mullen hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mack hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jibel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. York hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell is called out on strikes. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tebbets hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-3 in the game. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jibel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Boudreaux takes first base on ball 4. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Weatherly bunts towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Boudreau moves to second. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boudreau. The throw from Tebbets and he is safe. Boudreau steals third. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Weatherly moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Trosky hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Boudreau scores. Weatherly moves to third. Walker moves to second. It's 7-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair misplays the ball. That's an error on McNair. Weatherly scores. Walker scores. Heath moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 9-0, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mack hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tebbets settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Jabel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jabel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mullen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-3 in the game. Gehringer hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-4 in the game. Feller strikes out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 4-for-5 in the game, with two singles and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Weatherly hits a fly ball into center field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy Yurk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yurk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yurk takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-3 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.